Public radio is about giving. Listeners love to give. Listeners like Alec Baldwin.
And I've come here to your public radio station during your sad little pledge drive with a simple message. Don't give.
Why, thank you, Alec. And here's a little musical offering from singer Jackie Naylor to help with the pledge drive.
This is the spot for NPR.
Some people seem a little desperate sometimes. Desperate to give back. To just say thank you.
Kitty Philby likes me, Susan Lowry, Glenn Scarlesley, Jack Spear, April Bear, David Folkinson.
Shut it down!
So when we heard about artist and producer T.J. Reynolds and his complete CD called NPR, where he created hip-hop tunes to celebrate the public radio shows he loves, we were a little skeptical. Until we listened and realized this wasn't some simple reciting of names or cloying how many hosts can we get into the lyric kind of thing. Reynolds has used hip-hop to try and capture the spirit and essence of the shows he loves. And I'm just glad our show is one of them.
What is the takeaway? What did we learn from love that we made to bridges we burn? What is the takeaway? What have we got for every advancement of the bomb that we drop? What is the takeaway?
It's bringing something to life in a new way. It's combining two things that were maybe unrelated in my life, but pretty constant, hip-hop and NPR together.
Well, talking about the takeaway for just a moment, what is the sort of quality of the takeaway that emerges in this sample here?
It's the kind of thing that a hip-hop producer really looks for. It's got little phrases that you can kind of rearrange, but the notes and the tone of them are really distinctive. So even when you rearrange them, you know, your mind knows it and it knows where it comes from.
Are you the top dog? Could the planet live without you? Because at the same time, we're moving toward the betterment. We balance out with detriment and race it towards our imminent destruction. Sucks when government don't function. They shake, you strike, you scrape, you like percussion.
And in terms of the lyrics, I mean, the rhymes, there's a feel of intensity that is not unrelated to this show.
Yeah. I mean, I have to imagine, like, you see the biggest news stories that come along and you break them down and all the crazy stuff that happens in the world, you know, you deal with and you hear people's perspectives that are right there dealing with it. And it's got to be... Sorry, I kind of lost my train of thought there.
Well, no, you didn't, because it is what we're doing. What have we got? I mean, that's what we're saying. Yeah, we ask ourselves every day.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, what is coming from it? Have we learned a lesson because we keep doing the same things over and over again as a species? We build great things, and then we destroy them. We tear them right down, you know? So how are we advancing for everything that we have, you know? Why do so many brilliant minds go back to weaponry? Why do these great inventions get turned back into weapons?
Well, you're editorializing now, and that's totally fine. And we've had those discussions on the show, but it's very pragmatic. What have we learned? You know, what's fresh?
Mm-hmm.
These are the questions we ask every day. I mean, it's like your lyrics are straight out of our editorial meeting.
Yeah, well, that's high praise, because I mean, I'm definitely trying to capture the essence of the shows when I break them down on the album. So, yeah.
Well, let's see what you do with Marketplace, right?
But first, let's do the numbers.
I'm throwing down, hoping it all falls in place. I'm just carving out my niche in the marketplace. We bout to take it all, don't stall, make haste. I'm just carving out my niche in the marketplace. So what I'm selling, I hope that you're buying. I'm talking about the message that I'll be supplying.
So this is a little more of a commentary on the subject matter of Marketplace, it seems.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sensing a little Tupac in there, I'd say.
I always relate it to Tupac and how he was able to just really riff on a subject and really get into it and you know, have some wordplay and write something very lyrical while still conveying a definite message. And that's the direction I was trying to go in with the album. As artists, we get big ideas all the time. And I think the way to create something successful is to keep making creative decisions along the way. And this was a project where I was able to really have fun within it, and the idea wasn't just the big the big picture and plugging away at it, I really got to get into it and kind of discover new things as I was doing this.
My niche in the marketplace. We about to take it all. Don't stall, make haste. I'm just carving out my niche in the marketplace. So
what's been the reaction of public radio people who you ran this by?
Well, I haven't been sued yet, so that's a big plus.
You can raise the bar a little higher than that, I think.
People have been really digging it, and it's finding its little niche audience of people that dig, you know, both of those worlds together. And I've been really enjoying going for the ride. I'm riding a wave right now. I'm in the takeaway studio.
Well, has anybody talked to you from the mothership down there in D.C.?
No, I haven't made contact with the mothership, but I'm still sending out signals. So, you know.
So you haven't been jamming with my brother Robert Siegel, you know?
We're gonna get to Robert. Robert, you're listening right now, so let's make this happen, man. We got to get you on a track, get you a guest verse, so you can drop a hot 16 on the world.
It's just it. All things considered, we made it a long way. Amazing that we even made it out alive. All things considered, we got it together, but I don't think we should be that surprised. All things considered, we took some damage.
Can you do a rhyme with Siegel?
Oh, yeah.
He's a host, Robert Siegel.
He keeps it real regal.
Yeah.
Soaring from Russia back to the Desert Eagle.
Nice.
Send a shout out, keep them laughing, all the people.
Tell him a joke. He might not hear that you spoke.
Uh-huh. But at least he knows that he got you awoke.
That's good.
You might be subtly hearing the blues, but even when you're laughing, you're getting the news.
Siegel. He's been there for so, so long. But if we were to lose him, it would be so wrong.
It would be so wrong.
So wrong. What was your inspiration? I'm a little bit worried that maybe you spent a lot of time in the back of a hot station wagon having to listen to NPR from your parents.
Yeah, my parents did listen to NPR, but it was really, I think, something I discovered on my own after I moved out. And, you know, all that stuff that you listen to NPR, it's on in the back of the car. And, you know, you want to listen to whatever, like, Kids Bop song is happening. But as you get older, you discover it for yourself. And you know, different shows connect to you on a different level. And the theme songs and the music just becomes a soundtrack of your life. So it's like making songs out of these shows people feel a great connection to, because these shows are part of their everyday life. And you know, it's refreshing.
All right. Well, TJ, this is great. Thanks so much.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It's been awesome.
TJ Reynolds, whose album NPR has remixed numerous themes of public radio shows, including The Takeaway.
A lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.